Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're going to love this episode. I got Jeff Tippett on the show. If you don't know who he is, he's an expert communicator. He is known as Mr. Persuasion. He's got two best-selling books out there. Communication is central to everything we do. I think we all know that, especially in criminal justice and professionally and personally. It's very, very important. So grab a notepad, whatever you want to do to record this episode. You're going to love it. Welcome, Jeff Tippett. We keep growing because of you, the listener and supporter. And one of the ways, the big way that we grow is by word of mouth. Share this podcast, this show with your family and friends. You can tag me on Instagram. You can tag me on Twitter. And if you rate and review the podcast on iTunes, I sure would appreciate it. Just take a second and go to cjevolution.com. Check out the new site. It's redesigned. Got a lot of great things on there. If you want to help keep the lights on, we'd appreciate it by becoming a patron through Patreon. It's all on the cjevolution.com website. Enjoy the show. Jeff Tippett on the show today. Mr. Persuasion himself. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to have a conversation today.
Well, I appreciate you being here, man. I know you're all over the world, very successful, but I appreciate you spending a little bit of time with me and the listeners. I give a little bit of a bio of you in the intro, Jeff. Is there anything else you want to talk about? What's your background? How did you get started in what you are doing right now? What's your fabulous things?
Well, you know, I think part of this is just having entrepreneurship in my DNA. Yeah. As a kid, I remember starting what I thought was a business that I called Snoopy's Yard Club. And I would go knock on doors. And I would get gigs to mow and rake yards. And then I would hire my friends to go fulfill those contracts. So I've always been having that entrepreneurial side to me. In 2014, I launched a public affairs and communications firm called Targeted Persuasion. And it was an even number year. I launched it to do political work. And Patrick, I launched at the very worst time possible. This was October before a November election. But somehow, the first week of putting my shingle out, I signed a half dozen clients. And then within the first quarter of my company's existence, I signed my first international client, which is this little company out of California called Airbnb. Never heard of them, huh? Yeah. I spend about 25% of my time with my firm and about 75% of my time out speaking and doing the work that surrounds that.
Just amazing things that you're doing. We were talking a little bit off the air about how important persuasion is. You know, how because it directly affects criminal justice professionals. It affects every job, I believe. Tell me if I'm wrong at some point. How can you're a subject matter expert in this area and with communications, Jeff, how can we become better more persuasive?
Yeah, you know, I think it applies to every field. I think you're exactly right on this, which is why in my book, my bold statement is this, that we all live or die based upon our ability to persuade. So it doesn't matter to me if you're the CEO of a company, if you're in sales, if you're in law enforcement, if you're an entrepreneur, if you just don't want to live alone for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah,
we all live or die based upon our ability to persuade. And I think when we understand that, plus when we have this understanding of the difference between manipulation and persuasion, which is a big part of my journey that I learned as I was completing an international adoption, bringing a baby from Haiti here to the United States. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's and I read that about you, and that's amazing that you did that. But how do we? So it's easy to, but how do you teach that? How do you become? Is it just more self-confidence? Is it more you got to go for what you want? I mean, when you're out there telling people, you know, that you need to work on your persuasion skills, is there any some kind of takeaways that you could just give people?
Yeah, absolutely. And I walk through, as I'm on stage, I walk through what I call the three C's of this persuasive communication. We can talk through those. But I do think that the beginning of this is like really understanding like the difference between manipulation and persuasion. Mm-hmm. And when we can separate these two, I think it really sets us free to really be open to persuasion. Because sometimes we have these negative connotations that we think, oh, persuasion's bad. Well, no, it's not. So manipulation is defined this way. Manipulation means to control or to influence a person or a situation, but to do it cleverly, to do it unfairly. So what happens in manipulation is we're trying to get someone to do something, we're trying to change a situation, but we're trying to do it out of our own interest mm-hmm. and our own reasonings. Contrast that with persuasion, which means to call someone to do something, but through reasoning or sound argument. Now, Patrick, the word argument here isn't what we do at Thanksgiving and Christmas as we talk about politics and religion. Argument is really like listening. It's what this is all about, understanding the other person, where the other person is coming from, what's important to them, what they're needing. And we juxtapose that alongside with where we know that the situation needs to go. And for me, like when I am working with a client and trying to get a contract signed or a speaker's bureau, when we get to like all the talk, you know, talk about like going through all the business talk, I look for two words to know if I persuaded or I manipulated. Mm-hmm. And those two words are, that's right. So here's how that applies. So the person looks back at me and says, hey, Jeff, yeah, your company can provide a solution to this. Yeah, Jeff, you're right. That's right. Or at the same time, if it's a speaking contract, Jeff, you can bring a solution to our audience. Or in law enforcement, like when we're to the point the other person understands this and they get it for themselves and they say, yeah, that's right. They want it just as much as we want it. And at that point, we fully know that we have persuaded and not manipulated. And I happen to believe that persuasion is leadership. Persuasion is seeing a better future, exactly. A better outcome, and then helping to bring people along and creating a space here where they want it just as much as we, the leader, wants it.
Yeah. It's so amazing when and you're exactly right, Jeff, but it's so amazing how we don't, just when you were talking right now, maybe the listeners out there, it just rang a bell for me. I mean, it just light went on for me because it's like you don't realize, or maybe we take for granted how we communicate every day. And, you know, we communicate, you know, verbally, like you said, non-verbally. But I think at least for me, you know, I take communication for granted sometimes. And you really, for me, again, I have to really listen to what I'm saying sometimes. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to manipulate people, but I want to be a good communicator, and that all starts with listening better. To me, there's a reason why you have two ears and one mouth, right?
Absolutely. So I walk through the three C's on stage, and the first C here is capture. Mm-hmm. And this is the part where we're capturing our audience's attention through our messaging. For example, I start by talking about how we craft simple messages. Oftentimes, we have like all these things bouncing around in our head, and we go to share what's in our head, and it's really just kind of mumbo jumbo, like all this stuff is just bouncing around. And Albert Einstein said it this way. He said, if you can't explain something simply, you don't know enough about it. Mm-hmm. So effective communication begins with a very simple message. And we do have to find the second part of capture here is, how do we gain their attention early? There's so much happening in our world. There's so many signals going all around out there. So what do we do? Like, how do we capture their attention early? And then the third part of this for capturing their attention here is to make sure that we make our message sticky. Mm-hmm. Like, we want our message to resonate with our audience an hour after we finish talking with them, a week, a month, figuring out how. So the first part of this is we capture their attention. And the second part of this is just where you were just talking about, when we have that connection with our audience. And to me, the first part of that connection is really what you just said, is listening and helping our audience, helping people that we're working with, helping them find their win. Zig Ziglar said it this way, so we'll get everything in life we want if we just help enough other people get what they want. So when we are really there and we're listening and we're understanding, and then we're seeking out their win, that becomes part of the second part of connecting. And then we'll make sure that we find ways to create a bond with our audience. And we can use things like humor, compassion, empathy, storytelling, or authenticity. And then the third part of this connection is the word trust. And understand that the steps that we need to take, what we need to go through to create trust in our audience. Mm-hmm. So it's capture, connect, and then the last part of this is, how do we convince? And part of that is like how we position our message, how we craft our call to action. And then another, a big part that can help jumpstart this is if we can become, or when we become, an industry expert or a guru, a specialist in our area, it really helps jumpstart that whole process of persuasion.
I know, I love it, Jeff. And I love all of it. And what I really loved, and again, I love all of it, but when you said about giving back, that is so important. If you help people get to where they need to go, it's like the universe is going to give it back to you, right?
That's 100% correct. And you know, when I am on stage, I am not thinking about the contract. I am not thinking about the paycheck. Mm-hmm. All that I care about when I have that 45 minutes to stand in front of the audience is saying, what can I do? How can I reach them? How can I get these ideas so they can begin to accept it for themselves so that they can lead? And even if they just make one tweak, Patrick, in their life, just change one little thing in their life, over time can set them in a whole new direction. Yeah. And that's what motivates me to step on stage. It's not the bright lights.
Yeah.
It's knowing as people get this message and they understand it, that their life can be better.
Well, and I think that, and I speak from experience, Jeff, I think sometimes, you know, that little person in your head, that little voice in your head is telling you, you know, it's telling you you can't do that, or you're going to fail, and people are going to make fun of you if you do that. So for me, it took me a while to realize, you said, I got to stop listening to that little voice in my head, because 99% of the time that voice is wrong.
You know, we all face imposter syndrome. You know, I've got a couple of books out now. I can travel across the globe speaking. I've been in front of large audiences, lots mm-hmm. of audiences. And there's not times that go by, Patrick, that I don't question the same thing myself. You know, it's like I just kind of have to look back like, okay, well, people keep hiring me and they're buying my books.
So. You're doing something right.
But yeah, it's something that we all face, is those little voices in our head. And just, you know, acknowledging, allowing them to float out and continuing on with what it is that we're called and we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important. So important. But it's so hard sometimes because, you know, like I said, that little voice trying to keep you down. Now, I love what you get back to the communications, Jeff. I like what you say, because when I was doing some research, you talk about, you know, just all these communication issues that happens with, you know, if you want productivity to go up, I mean, change your communication, which is very important. You talk about divorce, communication issues. I think people forget all these. Again, it comes back to persuasion, that mindset, having good communication. So it really is amazing that for me, again, beating this, how important communication is, effective communication.
Absolutely, Patrick. And just one shift, one slight mind shift that will totally change almost every situation, and I can guarantee this, is what we were talking about earlier, is by starting with them. You know, it's interesting to me, and I work a lot with salespeople too, like how they want to go in and talk about how long their company has been in business, or how many clients they have, or how many awards that they have won, instead of walking in and sitting down with a person and asking them questions about them.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's happening in your business? What's going well? Where are the gaps? Like, if something could change and life would be better in your business, what would that be? Mm-hmm. And as much as we like to, as much as we think that people are going to hire us, you know, because of all of our awards and all that, they're going to hire us out of that emotional connection with us.
Yeah, it's being
genuine. And we can make that if we'll just stop and listen to them.
And being genuine, like you just alluded to, is, well, you got to be genuine with people, Jeff.
Exactly. And when I start this section on helping others find their win, that is one of the first things that I point to, because we can even take this, Patrick, and turn this into manipulation. And we can say something like, you know, I got to pretend like I like these people so that I can get all these deals closed so I can make bank, instead of really checking our intention. Like, why are we doing this? Like, why are we doing what we do? Do we really care about the people that we're working with? Do we care about our teammates? Do we care about those others? Like, is our heart, is our attention all about, and I'm not at all talking about not taking care of ourselves. We all have to put our own oxygen mask on first. We understand that.
Yeah.
But beyond that, like, how do I make my life about helping other people?
Mm-hmm. Well, the business of business is people.
Absolutely. And people always make buying decisions based on emotional reasons, and then they justify through logical reasons.
Yeah.
So that's the value of making that connection.
Yeah. And it's so important, again, to make those connections, because I'm, you know, you hit on something too, that's very important to me, Jeff. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I'm thinking about how I've really consciously tried to do things different in the last several years about, okay, I just, it's not about me. Yes, I need to take care of myself, but I always try to start it off with how are you doing? You know,
yes.
What's going on in your life, Jeff? I mean, oh my God, that's amazing what you're doing. And it's genuine. I mean, because I really want to learn from you. I really want to know about you instead of what you can do for me.
Exactly. And I think that, as we're saying here, like when that's our intention and when our intentions are set that way, both people walk away with what they want. Like when I walk away from the stage, you know, yes, I've helped people. Yes, I've seen light bulbs go off. Yes, I got paid. It's like all the above happens, and I do the same thing with meeting planners. Like when I'm talking to a meeting planner about their upcoming events, I don't go down the list of books and the places I've spoken and all that. I start the conversation by saying, what's going on with your group? What's going on in your association? Like you're having your annual meeting. What do you want to come out of it? How do you want people to be different? Like what do you want them to leave with? And then let's work from that and let's solve what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wish more people would approach it that way, because like you said, I mean, everybody wants to get paid. It's not about you need to survive, but it shouldn't just be about that.
And it doesn't have to be. And I think that our survival becomes more pleasurable when our intention is set to help other people.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. Now talk about your books, Jeff. You got a couple books out there.
Yes. My second book has just released. It's called Unleashing Your Superpower: Why Persuasive Communication is the Only Force That You'll Ever Need. And in the book, I talk about the adoption, I set the story up, and then I walk through like these three C's that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. I go through and break each one apart, talk in details, give examples, and then I wrap up. I'm talking about the greater good. We released it this week. We were able to land number one international bestseller and in several categories here in the United States as well. So I'm excited about the book.
And they're going to be linked up in the show notes after the show. And just a couple more questions for you. What are your favorite books out there, Jeff? What do you like to read?
So I read a variety of books, and I have lately actually started listening more to books, mm-hmm. especially since I'm in the gym every day.
And you're traveling all over the place.
Traveling. one of the best tools that I found is an app called Blinkist. And Blinkist is a tool that gives you your full content in 15 minutes. And so what I find in that is sometimes I get all that I want out of a book. Sometimes I want to go into detail. But the types of things that are important to me, psychology is extremely important to me to understand like how the human mind works. I do a lot of storytelling from the stage. So I do a lot of work, a lot of reading around storytelling and listening to podcasts and audiobooks around that. And then for me, since I'm a professional speaker, I do a lot of reading in that space as well, understanding like how do I present better, how do I do better working with clients and working to improve my speaking business.
Now, what you probably know this, Jeff. I've been blessed to interview so many great people such as yourself, and most of them, say 90-something percent of them, have some sort of morning routine. No, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I'm just curious. I'm dying to know what yours is.
So my first thing and priority to me is a cup of coffee. So
okay.
I start with coffee. And for me, some type of self-improvement is part of my morning. It's a podcast or an audio book. I spend anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes a day meditating as well. It's part of what has kind of helped me to focus my mind. I have a very active mind, which is fun because I'm always dreaming up ideas and new things to do. And then I also either just do like some cardio on the treadmill or some light lifting. I'm not buff or anything like that, but those are the things that happen in my life every single morning.
Yeah, and I tell the guests in the audience that if you would have told me or said, you know, you should try meditation, you know, just a handful of years ago, Jeff, I would have laughed at you.
Me too.
And but I tell you what, I meditate almost every day for 10 to 15 minutes. I use a headband called Muse, and I'm not a spokesman for Muse, but I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it helps you meditate. And I love it, man. It has changed my life. And I wish more people would do it. I've been, telling cops for the last couple of years, do it. And some of them are like, okay, I'll try it. And other ones are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It is so important.
It's an integral part of my morning. And again, especially like with my background as an ADHD kid,
yeah,
and having the energy that I have, like, I have the tendency, I could be in lots of different places, and it really just, it helps me center, but I use a lot of guided meditations as well that kind of help to remap my thinking as well. There are areas of thinking that need to change, and I use meditation to help me with that as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, Jeff Tippett, any departing words or wisdom that you can give the listener before we wrap up, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. So quickly here, when I mentioned I adopted a baby, but to skip all that to the very end, when I finished the adoption, I'm standing in the airport in Miami, and I'm holding this baby that I brought back, you know, from Haiti, after 6.5 months when the country was falling apart. And you know, I first looked down at her thinking, hey, you know, my adoption is over, and you know, I made it, you know, kind of thinking. But then I started looking at her, wondering, like, what is she going to be? Like, will she be a doctor and heal the sick? Will she be a humanitarian and relieve suffering? Or, you know, will she be a teacher and impact hundreds of students that then could impact thousands of lives?
Yeah.
And I know whether it's, you know, criminal justice, whether it's in law enforcement, sometimes we can feel like we're just going through the motion and we're just doing like all the things that we have to do to make it through the day and to get through the work that we have to do there. But, you know, I like to remind people that our actions are kind of like a pebble tossing it into a lake. And you know how you have those ripples that come after that, you know, that every day we can get past these just everyday momentum things that we do and really understand that our actions are helping people and they're going to impact lives well beyond ourselves.
Well said, and applicable to not only criminal justice, those amazing words of yours, but it's everything that we do. Doesn't matter what you're doing out there, right?
That's one of the things that wakes me up is just knowing. And the transactional stuff that happens for right now, it's not like I'm only living in the future. I do live for the moment. But at the same time, I like knowing that what I'm doing in this moment could impact lives positively well beyond me. And you know, my daughter that I adopted, now that's going to happen. Like, she's going to impact lives. She's already impacted lives that I will never meet. And she's impacted them for the good. And that we can have that type of effect on people.
Well, it's amazing, Jeff. And congratulations on your adoption of that beautiful girl. I saw a picture. Again, much success to you, sir. You're killing it. You're rocking it. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for putting such great things out there for the world. And again, much success to you. Thank you for spending time to come on the show and talk with us.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. You've been a very gracious host. Thank you for trusting me to bring out good content to your audience as well. So much gratitude.
And now, Jeff, really quick, jeffreytippett.com. That's where they can find all your information or most of it.
jefftippett.com. And I've got AdWords out on misspellings of my name. So if you get anywhere close, it'll pop up. But you can see some of my writing there. You can sign up for my newsletter. Find information about the book. It's all there.
And all of it will be linked up in the show notes. Jeff Tippett, take care, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.